The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah. The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brethren and viewers of my Madani channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And today inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we're going to be discussing the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but their karamat, their miracles. We always see and hear about the miracles of the awliya Allah. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, today we're going to have a brief discussion about this topic, inshallah. Mine's and yours, and the universal blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali, intention of a believer is better than his action. So views of Madinah, let us make some good intentions. I am seated here, I am making some intentions. You also see that you are watching the silsila. Let's make some intention. There are many intentions one can make, but at least minimum, we should make the intention that whatever we are doing is for the sole pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whatever we hear, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we try to be practical upon it and try to pass the message on to our fellow Muslims out there, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, the more intentions we make, the more reward in our account, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. As for the blessings of sending durood and salawat upon the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that if a person wishes on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Azza wa Jalla be happy with us, be pleased with us. Madani Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam said, get used to reciting large numbers of durood pak upon me in this dunya, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be happy with us, will be pleased with us on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatu wa salam alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya habib Allah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today we are talking a topic about the karamat, the miracles of the awliya Allah, and we have heard from the previous silsilas the different aspects of their lives, of the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the awliya Allah, the youth, the knowledge, the ibadah, the worship, the fear of Allah, etc., etc. There is a beautiful statement here in Siratul Jinan. It's mentioned that who is called a wali of Allah? Who is called a waliyullah? It's mentioned that Waliyullah is the one who attains the closeness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. It attains the closeness to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by fulfilling and performing all the faraid obligatory actions that Allah Azza wa Jalla wants from him. He remains busy in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and his heart remains engrossed in the recognition of the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Allah's majesty. Whenever he sees who? The friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whenever he sees the proofs of the divine power of Almighty Allah. Whenever he listens, he only listens to the ayat of Almighty Allah. And whenever he speaks, he does so in the praises of Almighty Allah. Whenever he makes the movement, he does so in the obedience of Almighty Allah. And whenever he makes an effort to do anything, he does so for only for the pleasure and the closeness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He does not get tired of the zikr of Allah. Wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla never gets tired of the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and does not look at anyone else except Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla from the eye and inner depths of his heart. This is the awliya Allah. And when a person reaches this stage, subhanallah azza wa jalla, he is a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqa, Alama Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he mentions in Bahari Shariat that any such action performed by a wali that is against the norms is called karama. It's called a saintly miracle. If such kinds of things are performed by Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam before the Nabuwah, before the declaration of Nabuwah, then it's called irhas. And if it's performed after the declaration of Nabuwah, then it's called mu'ajaza. If such actions are performed by the common believers, then it's called ma'unat. And if a disbeliever performs any action like this, according to his desire, it's called istidraj. An action which is against the norms, it refers to those matters which are not regularly performed by human beings. For example, flying in the air, flying in the sky, and walking on the water, and crossing the oceans, and those type of things, that which cannot happen, which a human mind cannot comprehend, which doesn't happen on a normal basis. This we call miracles, and of course the different categories of miracles, inshallah tabarakatuh. Now we're going to discuss, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, our pious ancestors, mashallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed them with this speciality. That not only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted them istiqamat in the deen, not Allah tabarak wa ta'ala not only granted them that their love for the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah azza wa jalla, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted them these type of things where they perform karamat. They make miracles happen. For example, once a person came in the court of Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shakir rahmatullahi, a woman, and she usually, you know, it's our habit that when we have difficulty, when we promise, we present ourselves in the court of a great person and personality. We have good husna zan that he's a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and we want some help. Whenever we want something, we receive a call, please tell Hazrat to make dua, tell our murshid to make dua, tell your murshid to make dua, or they go into the bargah of that murshid and they ask, or that wali of Allah azza wa jalla, and they ask for help in the form of dua, etc. So this woman, she came in the court of Hazrat Sayyidina Fariduddin Ganji Shakir rahmatullahi, and she humbly said, "Ya, Your Highness, I have 3 daughters whom I need to get married. Please help me. I have 3 daughters who I need to be married. Please help me." So he rahmatullahi ta'ala said to his servants, "Whatever is available in this dargah, whatever is available in my bargah, please give, bring it forward." The servant humbly said, "Your Highness, Ya Sayyidi, there is nothing left today. Nothing, we don't have anything." Then the woman listening, she got shocked, she started crying. That now I'm in the court of the Wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and now they say there's nothing left. The woman started crying, she said, "I'm helpless, Ya Sayyidi. I'm helpless, I came to you with a lot of hope. Please help me." So he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he told to his servant, "Go outside." He told to this lady actually, "Go outside and bring a piece of stone, a clod from outside, a stone, and bring it and come to me." So she brought the stone from outside, and he loudly recited Surah Ikhlas, and he blew dam over the stone. Upon this stone immediately turned into gold. Yes, views of Madani channel, this is our Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shakir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, subhanallah azza wa jalla. Immediately he turned into gold, and subhanallah azza wa jalla, everybody that was present, they were stunned. All the muridin, the khadimin, all the ashikane Ganji Shakir rahmatullahi ta'ala, they all were very shocked at this karamat, at this miracle of Sayyidina Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shakir rahmatullahi ta'ala. The woman brought the gold home, so she was happy. And one day she also took a piece of stone, and she started reading Surah Ikhlas, and she started blowing onto the stone, and it did not turn to gold. Eventually she kept doing for 3 days consecutively, and eventually she decided, "No, I must come back to the bargah of Sayyidina praising Denge Shakir Rahmatullahi and asking, Ya Sayyidi, Your Highness, what is happening? You recited Surah Ikhlas and you blew on this thing, on the stone, and it turned into gold, and you performed the same action, but I did the same, and I'm doing it for 3 days consecutively, but Ya Sayyidi, nothing is happening. So, Sayyidina, praising Denge Shakir Rahmatullahi, he said, Oh lady, you performed the very same action that I performed, but you do not possess the same very tongue which I have. So views the Madhavi channel, subhanallah subhanallah. From this we find out that these person and personalities, subhanallah subhanallah, the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they are chosen people of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanallah fulfilled their needs. Allah subhanallah never lets them down. They fulfilled the needs of distress, whether it is for destitute or for the needy or for the poor. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala helps his friends, the awliya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and subhanallah azza wa jalla, Allah tabaraka gives them this type of powers. In case they would not have anything to give a needy person, look at the karamat, look at the special blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, it seemed like, oh, if somebody hearing the narration, then what now? You are saying that bring everything and come in the court of Baba, for using Ganja Shakir Rahmatullah, now there's nothing for us to take, and all of a sudden you bring a stone and you come and you make it into a piece of gold. This is by the permission and the will of Allah Tabaraka. Also another narration comes to mind about Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakir Rahmatullah. One day he was passing, a caravan was passing by, and Sayyidina Ganja Shakir Rahmatullah, alhamdulillah, with his kashf, his insight, spiritual insight, he knew that in this bag there was some sugar. So he asked them, please, if it's possible, all people of this caravan, can you please give me some sugar? So they were running amok, and they said, no, there's no sugar. Yes, there's only salt. He said, oh, if it's salt, then let it be salt. And they waved him by and they went away. When they reached the destination, all the caravan reached this destination, they started offloading all the sugar, and when they opened up the bag of sugar and they checked inside the bag of sugar, actually it was not sugar, it was salt. It was salt. So then they remembered the words of this great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakir Rahmatullahi ta'ala, that when he asked them, please give me some sugar, little bit sugar, and they said, no, Ya Sayyidi, this is salt. He said, okay, if it's not sugar, it's salt, then let it be salt. When they remembered that words, immediately they went back to the court of Sayyidina Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakir Rahmatullahi ta'ala. When they reached his court, first they made salam, they implored, they reckon they are very sorry, they asked for dua and they asked for forgiveness. So Sayyidina Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakir Rahmatullahi said, okay, no problem, bring some of the salt that you have and inshallah I'll make it into sugar. So he took the salt and he blew onto it, became sugar, and he said, put the salt back into the bag. And when the salt became sugar, he put it back into the bag, subhanallah azza wa jalla, all those bags of salt turned back to sugar. Like this time, brother, abuse of mind, oh, the Ashikane Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakir Rahmatullah, this is where he gets the name from, Shakir, Ganja Shakir, sugar, Shakir, subhanallah azza wa jalla. This is why we love Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakir Rahmatullahi ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala show his special mercy upon this person and personalities, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to their sadaqah, like our Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakir Rahmatullahi, may Allah to his sadaqah forgive us inshallah azza wa jalla. So alhamdulillah, all those divanas, they love awliya Allah, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. We should be proud that mashallah azza wa jalla, these person and personalities, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, they are alhamdulillah ashikani rasul, and we are also ashikani rasul, lovers of the Blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. There's another narration about Sayyidi Ahmad Jam Zindapir. He was going somewhere and he saw a crowd of people on the way. And when he went to them and asked them, what's happening here? They said, Ya Sayyidi, our elephant has died. He said, Rahmatullah, I said, the elephant died? No, elephant did not die. He said, look, his trunk is fine, his eyes are fine, his mouth is fine, his hands are fine, his feet is fine. In short, he mentioned that all of the limbs are fine. And he said, how is it dead? All of a sudden, when he, rahmatullahi, said this, subhanallah azza wa jalla, immediately, he was a man in the channel, the elephant stood up on its four legs. Allahu Akbar. From that day, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, people started calling him Zinda Peer. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jalla. Ahmad Jam Zinda Peer. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This time, brother, no doubt. Life and death is, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, in the control of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Azza wa Jalla, He blesses these person and personalities. Allah Ta'ala gives these person and personalities the power. Allah bestows them the power. It's not that they do their own. No, it's not that they do their own. Allah Ta'ala bestows them. He gives them these type of powers, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, so they'll be able to do these type of karamat. And mashallah, these type of karamat, it instills iman into the heart. It creates an explosion in your iman. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, when the person sees these karamat, when this person sees these miracles of Awliya Allah Azza wa Jalla, not only see, we hear. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, these things make us feel proud that SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, how lucky we are that we are in this place where we call ourselves Ashiqi Rasul, Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaat, the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. There is a Quran ayat where it's mentioned about Hazrat Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 49. I mold for you from clay a bird-like figure, and I blow onto it, and it immediately becomes a living bird by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I heal him who was born blind and the leper, and I give life to the dead by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dear Islam brethren, have you heard that Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah alayhi salatu wasalam, is clearly announcing that I make a bird out of clay and I blow onto it. With the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the bird comes to life. I give eyes to the blind, means I give back their sight and I cure the lepers to the extent that even resurrect the dead, from bring them back to life. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, with the blessings of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, blessed awliya rahimullahu ta'ala are also given the powers, and they also end up performing such actions that stuns one's intellect. You can't imagine. As you know, the minister of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Asif rahmatullahi ta'ala, within a second of the order of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he brought the throne of Bilqis from Yemen, Allahu Akbar, to the court of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, only by the blink of an eye. Allahu Akbar. These time and views of Madani channel. And these are the exclusiveness, the speciality of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Sadhu Sharia, Badu Tariqa, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, states that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has given immense powers to the blessed awliya Allah. The blessed awliya of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Out of them, those who are ashab-e khidmat, a type of awliya. Ashab-e khidmat is a type of awliya Allah Azza wa Jalla. They are given the authority over everything. Yes, these sacred personalities are the true naib, the deputies of mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. They are given powers due to being the naib, the deputy of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Moreover, hidden sciences are also revealed upon them. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives them the knowledge of unseen, ilm al-ghayb. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives them the special spiritual powers. The special grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is always showered upon them, upon the chosen people, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Help is bestowed by Allah Azza wa Jalla in order for them to accomplish their tasks. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Almighty always keep us respectful towards the blessed awliya Allah and protect us from insolence and disrespect of the awliya Allah. It is stated in the narration that Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas, radiallahu ta'ala, he was with some Muslim companions and they needed to cross the river. They needed to cross the river of Tigris. They did not have any boat at their disposal. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abu Waqas, radiallahu ta'ala, he commanded all the Muslims to walk up to the river, and he himself started to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And what he said, Nasta'inu billahi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. SubhanAllah, he says, we seek help from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we rely only on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka to Almighty is sufficient for us. And how great is He, Allah Azza wa Jalla, who mends our matters. And neither do we possess the power of refraining from sins, nor do we have the power of performing righteousness. But Allah Tabaraka ta'ala, You are the greatest of all. As soon as he made the dua, Allahu Akbar, without hesitation, he started giving direction to the people. People started walking on the water without any hesitation, talking to each other. Like how we talk to each other when we are walking or crossing a street or we're doing something, you know, amongst in certain places, but we are busy walking and we naturally they started walking. Not only that, the horse riders started to ride the horses on top of the water. Yes, views of Madini Channel. Look at this karama, look at this miracle. SubhanAllah, the camel riders also started riding their camels. And people who were barefooted, they also started walking with their provisions, with their caravans. And they were passing through like how you pass through open fields. But these temples and views of Madini Channel, SubhanAllah, this was Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mashallah, and this was his karamat. These are the friends of Allah. Come to know that the righteous persons, the righteous people of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they can walk on water, they can fly in the air, they can do many things. But remember something, flying in the air and walking in the water is not a condition of wilayat. It is not a condition of wilayat. These standards and views of Madani Channel, it does not mean a person is walking on the water or flying in the air, he's a wali of Allah Tabaraka. Actually, the condition is that he has to be a Muslim, number one, definitely. He has to be a friend of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in such a sense that he follows the Sharia, the commandments of Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam. He complies with the commands, obedient towards Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam. And SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Tabaraka grants them these type of powers. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Allah grants them istiqamat. And you know, istiqamat is better than 1,000 miracles. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. When Allah grants them steadfastness, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, and they are the close ones towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They are the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They are dignified personalities, my dear Islam brothers. Their duas are accepted in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whenever they raise their hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, there's a special connection between them and the Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Not like you and we pick up our hand and make dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanato wa fil akhirati hasanato wa qina adhaban nar, scratching our head, thinking, looking left and looking right. No, it's not like their dua. Their dua is totally different. Their dua is connected with Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Direct connection. When they close their eyes, they're in contact with Allah. They're in contact with the Rabb Allah. They're making special dua. And not only that, they can even change the weather conditions. Yes, my dear Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, even the awliya Allah, they have the power to change the weather conditions. Can you believe it? Let's listen to the next narration and we will learn how is it possible for them to change the weather condition. It stated that once it completely stopped raining in Seven Sharif in Babul Islam Sindh, Pakistan. All the nearby vicinities, everything was dry, there was no water at all, completely so much of parishani, so much of difficulty, so much to the extent there was no food. All the farms, everything was dry, everything, there was no water for the farmers. Far and wide in the whole Sindh, that area, there was no water. Streams, rivers, wells also dried out. And getting water became extremely difficult views of Madani Channel. All the people in the area, they gathered and they presented in the court of Sayyidina, a very, very beautiful personality. Sayyidina Lal Shabazz Kalandar, Sayyid Muhammad Usman Marwanji Kazmi Qadri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. People came to him. They gathered around this great wali of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. We all hear about Lal Shabazz Kalandar. We all hear about him. So many karamat, so many stories we hear about this great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, rahmatullahi ta'ala. So they were asking, they were fulfilling the obligations and they were asking him to please make dua. So Hazrat Sayyidina Lal Shabazz Kalandar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he said while fulfilling the obligation and of ordering good and forbidding the evil, he started talking to them about naki dawat. Yes, he started giving them naki dawat and he started telling them you all should make sincere tawbah or make istighfar in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for your sins. Everybody start making tawbah sincerely in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And once you making tawbah sincerely from your bottom of your heart, inshallah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you make dua with me and I will make dua with you. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will accept our dua. So people gathered around, everybody started making istighfar. We can now try to picture the whole situation, my dear Stanbury, in this area of sin, where Hazrat Sayyidina Lal Shahbaz Kalandar Rahmatullah was. You can try to imagine the situation. He's ordering all the people. He's giving neki ki dawat, infinity koshis. All the people make tawbah. All the people make istighfar. And subhanAllah, they started to make istighfar. They started to make tawbah sincerely. And subhanAllah, not only that, mashallah, they started to make dua. And people made tawbah. And they made dua and they started repenting, they started crying. And subhanAllah, he raised his hands in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and he made dua, oh Allah, send the rains of mercy. Oh my merciful Allah, send the rains of mercy. Your banda, your servants are asking, Ya Allah, please help us, Ya Allah. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accepted his dua. He just completed the dua. It is said that Sayyidina Lal Shahbaz Kalandar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, not even entered his chamber, he didn't even enter his house after making the dua. Allahu Akbar, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accepted his dua. All the drops of mercy, the rains of mercy started pouring down all that area of sin. Subhanallah. Views of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. What a scenery it must have been at that time. In that area of sin, mashallah. With this greatest of wali of his time. Mashallah. Great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, out of joy, all the communities got together. Now they all started working together. What they did? But the special grace of mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because the dua is accepted through the sadaqah of Sayyidina Lal Shahbaz Kalandar rahmatullahi ta'ala, people started cooking food. And the whole city started enjoying, all started to make food, and they arranged a big ishtima, zikr and naat program, after Isha Salah, and they called all the people of the community, and subhanallah azza wa jal, they make the zikr of Allah azza wa jal, they recited salatu salam upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, and they cooked the food and fed the entire community. All the poor people in the community, everybody got together and they all enjoyed the beautiful meal in the presence of this great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak have mercy upon him and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us without accountability for this person and personality, Sayyidina Lal Shahbaz Kalandar rahmatullahi ta'ala. Dear Islam brothers, from this narration, from this parable, we come to know that whenever a calamity falls, look, there's a lot of madani pools to be learned. Every time you talk about a karamat of a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when you talk about a miracle that happened in the present, in their time, there is a madani pool for you and I, viewers of Madani channel. And whatever calamity falls upon us, we should go direct to the court of the awliya Allah. Why do you feel shy? We go direct to the court of the awliya Allah, because why? They are close to Allah. They are close to Allah. You go close to them, you be close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jalla, you request them for dua. This is why alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, in Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaat, alhamdulillah, we have this routine that whenever we know, we hear somebody is going to a pious person to his Mazar Sharif or is going to meet wali of that time, we request, you're going to Hazrat, please tell Hazrat, make dua. We ask for this time of dua. This is my parishani, this is my problem, my business problem, my marriage problem, my spiritual problem, jinn problem, jadu problem, whatever problem, please ask this great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You're going to this mazar, ask to the sadaqah of that great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that I want my problems solved. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, my dear Islam brethren, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accepts the dua of these pious persons. And mashallah, the dua of the righteous, Allah accepts, mashallah. We further come to know that we should express our joy. Yes, we should express our joy in such a manner, in a permissible way. After getting the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we have to make shukr to Allah. Whenever you're receiving the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No matter whether it is good or it is bad, no matter if it's in a good situation or it's in a bad situation. That's why your answer should be Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. All praise is due to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Lord of the world, in every situation, whether it's good or whether it is bad. So my dear Islam brothers, views of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, from the short time of this silsila, mashallah, it's a short time, very short time, but alhamdulillah, we learned something, some Madani pools, about these pious ancestors, about the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, the awliya Allah, those ones who are connected to Allah Azza wa Jal, they're very close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala always keep us connected to the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, the awliya Allah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, till our last breath, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep us in this path, that inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, till our last moment, our last breath, inshallah Azza wa Jal, that we will stay in that life where we'll always be ashikane, awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Keep watching Madani channel. Madani channel, and only مدنی چینل. اللہ کرم ایسا کرے تجھ پہ جہاں میں اے دعوت اسلام تیری دھوم بچی ہو. آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد.
The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah, the special favor of Allah.